for AKX Mobile. AKX Mobile. Calling station.
KM4NAP. Just want to say good morning.
If it's you, Ed, you were down in the noise there on that first one.
It was me. I was just in a bad spot.
It was me if I got on here a little early and didn't get out of my bad spot.
A couple of bad spots on the route, but they're not too bad.
Here's really the only one I have out of the whole route that I travel around. That's the one coming and going down the mountain.
Yeah, those two bad spots, they even affected our radios and patrol cars. When we were in there, you couldn't understand nothing we said.
Good thing to do there.
Yeah, you're in and you're out before you realize it.
Last night, or yesterday afternoon, I got home early, about 3:30, and I put the radio in here on crossband repeat, and it was having a hard time receiving the repeater from the house, but usually it does really well.
Public conditions, band wasn't all that good yesterday. Better than what it has been, but still wasn't all that good.
Are you on schedule this morning, or are you behind? Been early this morning, then.
Yeah, I would say it's more or less on time.
Good thing, then, you can get done with your day. Get on with the good stuff.
We'll go home, get me a cup of coffee, and turn on the AKF, and see what I can come up with.
Around for one of those 450s, and I can't find one of those things nowhere.
Let's see if I can find you one, but they're a little old workhorse now. Usually when people get them, they don't turn them loose.
Like I said, I'm looking at what was close by so that I could actually drive out and try it out, or have them try it out before I bought it.
Smart thing to do. I got thinking that DX1200, if I'm not mistaken, is the forerunner of my 3000.
Correct on that. I hear a lot of videos on it and the 3000.
Thing like the 3000, it'll be a good radio.
The thing I found on YouTube about it, everybody really likes it. It's got really good receive. They're comparing it to the 3000 in most of the videos is what they're comparing it to. So I've not found anything really bad about them.
Yeah.
Carolina, about 45 minutes from the house.
Work.
And 750 for it. But you can probably get him down when you get there with cash.
Good, in good working shape. I'd offer you $550 and get Barterby from there on up or down.
Thoughts on it too. And the pictures of it look really good, really clean, no dust, no nothing. I mean, well taken care of.
There, he didn't even let me come by and look at it and listen to it. If he's a ham operator, a lot of people are getting radios from the states and stuff and selling them. But if nothing else, get him to do a short video and send it to you.
True, correct. This guy is a ham operator. I think he's the one that had his call sign in to add with it.
I'll let you come by and operate it then.
My license, he'll have to do it for me.
Sitting there, you can operate it. You've got to be right there, though.
From my research on it, it looks like a really nice radio. Got good, really good sensitive receiver in it, and real clear audio.
3000's got some good ears on her. I was in the three-wheeler's net last night before I went to work, and I was relaying stations that nobody else could hear. Be worth the trip to go see it anyway.
They do that this weekend then. And then I heard somebody else on the radio, I believe it was yesterday or Sunday one, saying that the Sevierville Club over in Tennessee is having a ham fest over there at the flea market in that area.
And their grand prize is a 450D.
And if I could get out of my honeydew list and make my way over there.
Pick her out to lunch and you probably can.
Won't want to go with me. I'll end up going by myself.
Attention, going out to lunch. Mind being in the truck sitting and waiting on me. KM4 and AP Friday.
KX. Mine would normally be, but on a long trip like that, she'd say, I'll just wait till you get back and you can take me out.
I changed my mind.
Any of the net last night on here?
I'd already gone horizontal by the time they came on.
There were a ton of check-ins. I missed how many there was, but I mean, there was a lot of them last night.
On the three-wheeler's net last night, I think it was like 47 when I finally had to leave, and I think they were still getting contacts wanting to come in.
I planned for today.
Make a run to the dump and take care of that. And I'll probably tinker around the house a little bit, lay on HF a little bit, try and catch me a little bit of a nap, talk to my boy down in Charleston on the phone for about an hour. He'll call me about 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning. We'll talk trucking until probably 9 o'clock, and then I'll probably try and take me a little quick nap.
Never heard you on here during the day since I started listening.
A minute, Patrick. Keeler.
Tom, this is KO4HKX. This is Patrick on this end.
Patrick, are you you're looking for an HF rig, you say? Tried to sell it. I just keep it for a spare, but I have a TS-590 excuse me, S, and I used it for probably a year. It's mint condition, and I give $1,500 for it. I think they're $1,200 now. And I bought a newer version of it. They're virtually identical. There's a couple of features I wanted for hooking a beverage antenna up that made it easier on the SG model than the S. But that's just a receive beverage antenna. And I'd probably let it go for $600. I kind of hate to, but I just power it up about every month and hook it up and make sure all the capacitors and that are, you know, if you leave them set for long periods of time, it's not good for any electronic thing. So I try it about once a month just for the heck of it. I'd probably let it go for six.
Was the Kenwood TS-590S?
And people such as N4IQ, Bill, who's one of the finest hams I've ever known in my life and has worked something like 340 different countries. He works thousands during these contests, especially CW. He's got, I think, two of them. And I got to tell you, if they're good enough for him, they're good enough for me.
My driveway, my coffee pot's calling me, 7-3, and Patrick, if Mr. Tom tells you it's good, you can take his word to the bank. So y'all have a good one, 7-3, and catch you later, KM4, NAP will be clear.
Peace to you, Ed, and you have a good day, KO4 HKX.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. Always try to live up to it, too. You have a good day. This is 0TR.
Should have checked into the net last night. There was a guy, an older gentleman is the nicest way I know to put it, but he said he'd been ham for 75 years, and he was looking for some help with a receive antenna, and Dave had recommended the beverage antenna, and nobody knew anything about it, so you could have helped out there.
Got to have a lot of acreage. Mine isn't long enough, and it's 200 and probably 35 feet long. Should be twice that long, but it's like night and day on CW in particular, but it works on sideband too. It's very simple, and you can look it up on the internet. Of course, at that age, you never know if they got internet, but I'm 73 and I do. I'm no expert on it, but MD7J would be my reference. And Bob come down and put this one up for me, and Rusty helped out, and Gary W4EY helped out, and I just put up electric fence wire at first, but I replaced it this year with 14-gauge insulated type THHN wire, but they really help quiet things down on CW.
Antenna that got recommended to him, so maybe he'll look it up and be able to get him something set up. He said he was having a lot of interference, and so with his HF rig.
And 0TR. Well, there is a lot of atmospheric noise, and especially during the storm time, depending on the band, you can hear lightning strikes all over the world. But that's a great one. The K9AY, Bill has one of those, and ND7J has one of those. And I think Ariel had one, and Y4G. They're exceptionally great antenna, and I think you can direct them. They're directional, I think, electronically. But you better have a pocket full of money. I imagine they're around $900 now, just guessing. And the beverage can be put up for very little money. Bill runs some, they call them a BOG, B-O-G, beverage on the ground. Mine's, average about 6 foot in the air, but from 4 to 6 feet is pretty typical for most of them. They have a little impedance matching transformer, whatever it is, down at the end of it. It's just a little tiny thing. And Bob can tell you where to get those. And it just, electronically speaking, there's not much to it. A resistor and that little choke coil and the wire itself. And I just got some electric fence insulators and tapped them into the side of a tree. And that's what mine's held up with. And you point it in the direction you want it to receive the best. They make some that are bi-directional. And some guys have several of them, 3 or 4 of them.
Have one for each band you're wanting to be on, if I'm correct on that.
Well, can I say no? They're good for several different bands, but they do favor one. But again, somebody like Bill in 4IQ or somebody like Bob that's got a lot of experience with them. I've had mine several years. All I can tell you is they work. Mine's pointed at 034 degrees, which is Europe. And it's just an incredible thing for as simple as it is.
I have to keep that in mind when I get set up. Right now I'm studying to get my general so that I can move up and actually try it, but I was wanting to listen in, and at least that part of it, it helps me learn what's going on when I can put my hands on something and see it as it's happening.
I'm over some even, Patrick, as long as you haven't been around a lot of people, and I don't want to subject us to that COVID virus, but we've both been vaccinated, so we're pretty safe. And you're welcome to come over, and I can show you what it does. I don't think you know CW that well, but you know noise, so you'll notice the difference. And the same applies for, mine's good probably the most on 40 meters at that length that I got. But if you want something that really helps on 80 and 160, it needs to be about 500 and some feet long.
Love to take you up on that, but I am around a lot of people during the day with my job. I'm a traveling tool salesman. I run the same route every week, but I deal with the same guys, but I am around quite a few people every day.
But, and it's just one of those things when you got to work. But even now, they're saying there's going to be a resurgence of that. There were 60,000 new cases in the United States yesterday. So people are acting like that it's over with. And it really isn't, Patrick. It's still out there, so it pays to social distance and wear a mask. But it's getting old, and people are tired of it, and you know the story. You just hate to keep messing with it. The masks, they don't bother me. However, when I had to wear glasses all the time, they'd fog up, and it can get irritable.
I don't wear one all the time, just because I have a hard time breathing when I put one on. I don't know what it is. It feels like I'm suffocating. I'm claustrophobic anyway, so it just intensifies it, and it just drives me nuts. I will put one on for a short time, but I have to go. I have to limit what I'm doing with one on.
PCR down here at the Piedmont Surgery Center. They don't like people escorting people in there. You got to go back out and sit in the car. That's all right. I like talking on the radio. I'll have to turn my power down on this thing. Steve was mentioning there's a little cup-like thing that you can buy over at Hambrick's there at Spartanburg has them. And they go under your mask, and they hold that mask out away from your face, and they're plastic. And he was just thrilled to death with it. And he's not somebody that's wild about wearing the mask either. And he's got to be out and about because he's x-ray business, you know. But you might check into that or ask KN4VWA the name of it. I see them advertised on those root and toot commercials on TV all the time. And you get like five of them for $10 or something like that. And they're plastic. And I thought about going in there yesterday. We was over at Spartanburg at Costco's, and then I didn't. But I think that would prevent that type of notion that you're having with them.
Look into that. But Tom, I'm gonna have to say 7-3 this morning. I have destinated at my first stop this morning. I've enjoyed the conversation, and I will look into that little radio, and I will get back to you on that. See what it is, just so I familiarize myself with it. And then I look forward to talking to you again, Tom, and I hope Bernice's surgery comes out all right, and y'all have a safe trip home, and I'm sure I'll hear you later today. 73KO4HKX, clear.
Okay, Patrick. Well, to give you an idea, the TS-990 is about $7,000 in Kenwood. That's their top of the line. The secondary receiver in that $6,000 or $7,000 radio is a TS-590. It's got two receivers in it. and I thoroughly love mine. I'd like to have a new TS-890S, but they're $3,000, and if I hear them, I can work them, so I really don't see the need of it. And I got a dongle with a 27-inch LCD up there where I can view the band scope, so I'm sticking with my 590SG, and this other one's a 590S, and it was an awesome radio, still is. Not a scratch on it. I take care of my stuff. See you later, Patrick. This is N0TR73.
Greetings, Tom. Have a good day. KO4HKX.